If it's trending, it's here now.
I want something new.
This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
Top trending topic at the moment, believe it or not, Tito Jackson. Tito Jackson, one of the beloved members of the Jackson 5, passed away at the age of 70. So, surprising news. Kind of a younger guy, 70 years old.
What killed him?
I don't think they've released any information about
I didn't see that this morning. I was curious what would cause him to pass away.
Well, like 70. Yeah. Kind of young.
Is he the oldest one, though?
I don't know.
Of the siblings?
I don't know. You had Jermaine, Tito, Michael, Marlon.
I think Tito was always the biggest one. They get the tallest one when they were kids and stuff. He was the bass player.
Yeah.
The only one that played a musical instrument when they were out on stage.
Yeah. So it was sad, and it's clear his family really loves him, so they're paying tribute to him today. Is Tom Brady kind of a dud? Is that what we're learning? Is he kind of boring? Is he kind of a dud? That's what people are talking about today after his second appearance doing the commentary during NFL games.
I saw a part of his first week, and it wasn't that much, to write home about. I didn't watch anything yesterday.
Yeah, people are discussing the amount of his contract, which what is he getting, like $500 million or something?
Yeah.
They're saying it's not that
good. He's getting $500 million per word that he says.
It's a crazy amount of money they're paying him for him not to be better.
Right. Maybe that's it. You just expect something incredible.
And maybe you do. Maybe that's it.
I don't know. So a lot of people discussing the NFL back for week two. Aaron Rodgers got his first win with the Jets, I believe.
Yeah, the Saints blew out Dallas in Dallas. Yeah, and the Carolina Panthers looked like easily the worst team in the NFL.
People are
worst
saying
team ever.
Yeah, that's what I saw somebody say, that it's the worst team ever in the history of the NFL.
Well, don't get carried away, because when TJ and I were kids, the New Orleans Saints went 1-15 one year and didn't win until late in the season, and they looked really, really bad. So who knows? But
y'all know me, I'm Mr. Silver Lining. And I will say that we do have the absolute best looking uniforms, and even more than that, the best looking head coach.
He is a good looking man.
He's a good looking man.
Really good. If this football thing doesn't work out,
he's got
a career in modeling, maybe.
Maybe there's any more time to get it together. I don't know, but they look lost.
He could be the Fashion Week coach of the year.
Maybe that's what
he seems like. Such a nice guy. Like, you like all these people. Like, okay, don't get it together. Give him time, maybe.
Yeah, he seems to be having fun. But certainly the biggest information of the day is that there was another assassination attempt on the former president down at Mar-a-Lago, his estate down in Florida. So they arrested the guy. There's already a lot of information out about the person that they arrested.
Originally from North Carolina, now has been living in Hawaii.
Yeah.
But they saw he had the muzzle of the rifle sticking out of a bush, and he had a 400-yard shot on the president when Secret Service saw him and got a shot off.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And they missed. Yeah. And then chased him down later.
Ugh, scary stuff. But that is certainly the biggest story of the day. And those are just a few things that are now trending.
Okay, a lot of people have complaints about their neighbors. This is one that I have never, ever heard in my life, but I feel for this lady. Most of the time I'll go, come on, you're being a little too touchy. That's no big deal. But this lady has a problem with her neighbor, and she's taken to the TikTok to tell everybody about it. So we'll find out what you have in common with her coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Ooh, mortgage rates are changing all the time. And our friend Richard Takato, the Richard Takato Companies, he keeps up with that because that's his business. So if you want to look into getting a home equity line of credit, or you want to refinance with your equity in your home to pay some bills and stuff like that, go to homewithrichard.com. And that's where you find our friend Richard Takato. Okay, I was reading the story the other day where a woman was complaining about her neighbor because it was a deal where the neighbor overreacted. It was an old grouchy man, and the woman accidentally squirted him with a squirt gun, and then he called the cops on her and all
crazy,
that.
Crazy.
Well, this is a lady that's sitting on her porch, and she's making a video telling what her neighbor does every day that I think is legitimate as far as complaints go.
My neighbor, I've posted about this before, but he has
He throws up every single morning before he goes to work. I don't know what his deal is. Like, all these spots in the road are, like, dried. Like, thank God for rain, or else we just have, like, it needs to rain again, because this is grossing me the out. I think, like, I feel like that's multiple days of throw up. Like, he just, like, he either has some kind of disease or he is just getting really drunk every night. And, like, I wish I had a hose that would reach that, because it's right in front of my house. It's disgusting.
So it's a small, it's a little road, and she's in the house just right off the road, and the other houses across the street are right off the road. They're close together. It's like a big city type thing. And people park on the street.
Yeah.
And on her side of the street, where I guess he parks every day, there are just big stains all up and down. So when he goes out to his car to go to work, he throws up and then gets in his car and leaves.
Ugh. Okay.
What a ritual.
Legit complaint on her part. I understand
that. Yeah.
But he throws up every morning.
That's what she said. Every morning. So it's part of his routine.
He gets out of his car and throws up. He just walks out to his car, vomits, drives to work.
Or it could be something completely not associated with alcohol or anything. You know how a lot of athletes, before they go out for the game, they have to go and throw up, no matter what. As many games as they've played in their lives, it just always has to happen. Maybe that's it. Maybe he's nervous for work every day, and he has to get that out before he can go on about his day.
Maybe he has a rough job.
But why do it right there in the street? If you know it's going to happen, go do it somewhere else.
That's what I was just thinking. Maybe it's something with his body that it's not until he reaches the car that the anxiety hits him or something. That's one of the craziest things I've ever heard. He vomits outside of the street every morning. What?
And then doesn't bother to do anything about it. Just don't leaves it there.
Why don't you go over and ask him after a couple of times, like, hey, are you okay? I'm worried about you. I've just noticed this.
No, I would probably go over and say, hey, would you mind? Evidently, this is going to happen every day. So would you just mind keeping it on that side of the street?
Yeah.
You know? If you need me to help you with something, if you are sick and you need my help, then I'm here to help you. But if it's just something you do to get your day started, can you get your day started across the street before you come in front of my house?
Oh my God.
Good morning.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Here we go.
Live every weekday on your radio and anytime you want, wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Yeah. Woo! What a day, huh? What a day. Some people say it's felt like Monday all day. That's what people have said. This is kind of unrelatable to my childhood because I never had a lemonade stand growing up. I never did a lemonade stand. Some friends of mine in a few streets over when I was little, put up one day selling Kool-Aid and stuff, and I went down there and, you know, I watched and all that. That I never did actually put one up myself and do the whole thing.
That is so not surprising.
Yeah. You went down and watched them sell Kool-Aid.
And criticized.
Criticized
them.
I would have done it this way, not that way.
Nobody likes cherry Kool-Aid. But there's an 11-year-old boy outside of San Diego who had been doing a lemonade stand for a long time. And he was saving money to buy, not exactly sure what it was. It says in the article, but I can't look it up right now. And he had already spent $100 on the supplies that he needed for his lemonade stand, a table and the signs and all of that kind of stuff. So he went home to get more supplies. Just like 2 minutes, he ran to get more supplies. And some guy in a silver pickup drove up and stole his lemonade stand.
Freak.
What?
Yeah.
What kind of human being steals a sign, lemonade
stand? The guy picked up the sign and looked at it. And in really big letters, it read, "Lemonade. Small $1, large $3. Saving for a dirt bike. Anything helps. Thank you." And then it has a smiley face at the end. So He looked around in the video they've seen of him. He looks around to see if anybody's looking, and he just flings the sign, gets that out of the way, and then picks up the table and all the other stuff, loads it up, and drives off. They don't have a description of the guy, though. That's why something is amiss here. How can they see a video of him and then in the story put out what he did as far as his actions and the fact that it happened on the corner of 5th Street and D, which is Rob's favorite street, for Tech D, Rob.
Could it be the
man with? But then they don't have a height. They don't have any type of description of him. So I'm wondering what's going on here.
The camera's not clear enough to get a good description of him or something.
They knew his truck was silver.
Yeah, that's true.
So far, there have been no arrests or even leads. So. But $100 table?
That's what I'm saying. That's an investment there.
Surely the kid didn't leave his money there to go home and get his supplies. You know, he needed more lemonade or ice or whatever. Surely he didn't leave the money box there. But all they said he took was the stand. So
that's a crackhead move.
You think?
Stealing a stand? Absolutely. Well, it's like stealing a podium. It's a crackhead move.
How much you going to get for that table?
Exactly.
$10 maybe?
Like a table umbrella? That's a crackhead move.
The Ace and TJ Show. Available 24/7 on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Make sure you go to all the places that you get podcasts and find ours and subscribe to it. Download and subscribe on all of the podcast platforms, including the Ace and TJ Family app. Get that. Now, there's a lady named Torchy, which I love that name.
Torchy.
She's a great-grandmother. And I think she lives in some sort, from what I could tell, some sort of an assisted living type facility for the elderly, the seasoned citizens, the older Americans. She's Southern. I love the way she speaks. And she's just full of common old-fashioned logic. Okay. Like this.
I was going to tell you something. I've done this before, but I'm going to do it again. It's 6 o'clock. You're in the kitchen. You're making hamburger helper. Your husband just got home from work. You hear him in the living room with the kids. They're playing, laughing. They're giggling. Makes your heart feel good. You don't know it yet, but this just may be one of the best days of your life.
Oof. Oh, that's sweet.
You were waiting on her to say something sexual, weren't you?
No,
admit it.
Or just something, or that's when you realize, I got to get my keys and get the hell out of here, or something like that. I didn't know where that was going.
But yes, just the simplicity of the world around you doesn't exist when your family is at home and the home fires are burning and everyone's happy and kids are laughing, husband's playing with the kids. You're just having some old hamburger helper. You may not think it at the time, but that is a great day in your life.
Hamburger helper is delicious.
Hell yeah.
And you know what? If I'm the husband, I'm thinking, so I've been out working all day, and all you can come up with is hamburger helper? This ain't going to be the best day of your life if you don't get some home-cooked victuals on the table.
I left at 8, got home at 6. It's hamburger helper.
What have you been doing?
I'm like, hamburger helper's delicious. Love it.
I'm tired eating them 3 cheese hamburger helper. Beef stroganoff.
Cheeseburger macaroni. None of that. No more. But if you are having hamburger helper and you feel like it's not fancy enough for you, just drink a glass of chilled water with no ice. That is the new thing that that restaurants are going toward because it seems fancier than when you ask for water and it's got ice in it. Like my little friend Jenny always asks for water with no ice. And she does that because she said that the ice makes it too cold. And it does something to her. Like, it's too cold in there. So I tried it. And I didn't want to say I was doing it to copy her or anything, but it is easier. It is easier to drink. Like, sure. If you're going to the refrigerator with a cup and you put it in the dispenser of you know, the water dispenser, I don't ever put ice in it first because the water's chilled and I just get it like that. So
you also don't do what I always end up doing, you know, trying to get some more water out of it and the ice rushes down and you end up with water and ice on your shirt. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Looking like a doofus.
Mm-hmm.
So it does keep that from happening.
Right. So if you go to the restaurant, ask them for a water with no ice if you want to be fancy.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. If it's trending, it's here now.
I want something new.
This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
J-Lo and Ben Affleck. Affleck reunited for the first time since she filed for divorce. They took their kids. Well, they took some of their kids out to lunch over the weekend, and they went to the Beverly Hills Hotel for lunch. If you got young kids under 18, do they want to go to the Beverly Hills Hotel for lunch? They want to go to Chili's, don't they? They're like, don't the Beverly Hills Hotel, the iconic.
Maybe at some point, do you get so rich
maybe
that you forget things like, I can't just go to Chili's?
Like, do we have to go to the hotel, like,
where Whitney died?
Yeah, right. I mean, I don't know. It's just weird. They're just, it's
hard to park. You got to park at a hotel.
Yeah, and now we're in front of the paparazzi just trying to get lunch on a Saturday. It's like, kids don't want
to
do that.
It would be cool to see Ben and Jennifer Lopez and a couple of their kids rolling up into Chili's.
Yeah, right. I mean, be let's normal.
Some Southwestern egg rolls.
Yeah. They don't want that, so. But I like that they're on good terms, right? That's a good thing.
Yeah,
but the whole thing was probably, you know, staged.
They both look good.
Publicity got all set up and everything.
Put together. So Tito Jackson is trending today. Tito Jackson, one of the brothers in the Jackson 5, and passed away at the age of 70. He was the third of nine Jackson children, but obviously part of the Jackson 5.
Yeah.
Beloved and group.
Vodka mogul as well.
Is that right? Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't put it together.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Who did?
Most people don't know that.
Who did?
Quick sports story. Caitlin Clark has set the record for single season rookie point record over the weekend. So just breaking milestones, setting records all over the place.
In her first season, she now holds the WNBA record for assists in a single season and the single season rookie scoring record.
Yeah.
And I saw, maybe it was Friday afternoon or something that a lot of people on Twitter were dragging Cheryl Swoops, I think it was, who said that Caitlin Clark was overrated and would never make it in the WNBA at the beginning of the year. She's like, this is ridiculous the way they're treating her.
Really?
No, and she's just, you know, she's lighting it up.
That's a popular sports word, dragging.
Dragging, yeah.
You know, and another one is chirping.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about it. He was chirping. Yep. He was chirping, and they were chirping at each other.
Yep.
And then somebody got dragged in social media. But it's just inarguably now we can say that Caitlin Clark is the greatest women's basketball player in the history of the game. That's not even arguable anymore. So
why are you looking at me, Riggins?
Because I don't know if that's true or not. I have no idea.
It's absolutely true.
Okay.
It's absolutely true.
I never know if he's joking or not.
And I'll drag and chirp at whoever says any differently.
Maybe one day, but not quite yet. I would not quite say that yet, but certainly in the conversation.
Fair enough.
And why wouldn't you say it? Mm-hmm. Only one reason.
Because I think Cheryl Miller's pretty awesome. Back in
Cheryl Miller?
Amazing.
Isn't she the one that just played off of her brother's lead all the time? Isn't that the one that...
No, I think her brother played
her
off.
Her brother dressed up like her and played in games, so she would look like she was scoring better. Some people say that was a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, that's exactly what transpired.
Was it passable? Did it work?
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. So, those are just a few things that are now trending.
So, there is the biggest celebrity in the world is the subject of a TikTok that is blowing up, and not really sure what's happening. Is it a veiled threat? Don't really know what it's about, but we'll play it for you and let you judge for yourself. Coming up. Next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Yeah.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
There is a TikTok that is in the process of exploding. I just saw it for the first time this morning. 405,000 likes, over 35,000, almost 39,000 reposts. And it's all from a lady in Tennessee directed at Taylor Swift. We'll play the TikTok and then come back to the, play part of the TikTok, then come back to the message here because it's a little bit long.
Hey, Taylor, remember me? No worries. I'm going to give you a few hints. One, we went to high school together. And two, I was the only pregnant girl when we started the school year in 2004. By now, I'm sure you know exactly who I am. No worries. I'm not going to sit here and put you on blast and tell all. Give me a moment and I'll give you the honor of doing that yourself. I just wanted to give you a little update on some of your predictions. No, I didn't give the baby up for adoption. Yes, I raised him. He's actually alive and very well today. He's 19, graduated high school, has already ran his own business.
So she goes on to talk about how successful her 19-year-old has become. And she went ahead and she worked through life, got her master's degree. She's become very successful. And
that I rightfully earned. But instead of me telling all, I'm going to let you do the telling now. The mic is in your hands now. Only stipulation is, it's time that you tell the truth.
So in the caption, though, she says, I'm not going to tell all. But in the caption, she talks about 20 years ago, CMT was filming at Hendersonville High School. I was sent home because the school didn't want a pregnant teen to be seen on TV with Taylor. They even moved my lunch period so the crew wouldn't ask questions or create negativity that could affect her future or the school's image. In the end, I was denied my high school education so Taylor could pursue her fame. Okay. Whatever transpired, does that mean they denied you your high school education?
Or that Taylor is to blame for...
That's the part... Oh, no, this is all what she alleges. That CMT came to her high school, and then she says, I was sent home because the school didn't want a pregnant teen to be seen on TV with Taylor. They moved my lunch period. So that doesn't... Is Taylor involved in that? Is that, or is that a school issue? That's my thing.
And did they make her quit school forever?
Again.
Or is it just for the day?
Don't know. So that's what I'm saying. Sending you home for the day, however wrong it might be, if you're allowed to come back the next day and go to school, that's not denying you your education. So there are a lot of questions out here, but this thing is exploding at the moment. Other point. Please, if you're going to make a TikTok, learn how to string your sentences together longer than
those are a lot of quick jump cuts
in there. Let's go long form. Write it out. That's cool. So who knows? But obviously, Taylor Swift has not responded and probably won't respond, nor should she respond.
Yeah, take it up with CMT, I would say.
It sounds like it's even a school thing, not a CMT thing. Like she says, she actually says, I was sent home because the school didn't want a pregnant teen to be seen on TV with Taylor.
Yeah.
So it's wild. But she acts like, apparently, according to her, the way she insinuates that Taylor Swift was the one who had something to do with these decisions. Who knows? I don't know. The world waits to find out. But that's kind of the hottest thing happening on TikTok at the moment.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Here we go.
Live every weekday on your radio and anytime you want, wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
So how bad is fast food? I'm fascinated. They did this survey of the most unhealthy fast food options that you can have. And one of the things that they point out is it's all about what choices you make when you eat at a fast food restaurant. But this is pretty interesting all the way around. When it comes to cheeseburgers, Five Guys is the unhealthiest cheeseburger you can order, followed by Whataburger and Smashburger. Now, granted, when I walk in Five Guys, I do not care one iota about the health factor that accompanies my cheeseburger. I'm sorry, my double cheeseburger that I'm about to pay $47 for at Five Guys. Turns out, Culver's was the least unhealthy, or the Culver's had the healthiest cheeseburger, if you will, followed by McDonald's and Burger King. Chicken sandwiches. Popeyes has the unhealthiest chicken sandwich. No shock there. Followed by Fatburger and Zaxby's. The McChicken at McDonald's is the healthiest of the chicken sandwiches. Popeyes also had the unhealthiest chicken nuggets. Followed by Arby's and Shake Shack. Didn't know Arby's had nuggets. Five Guys had the unhealthiest French fries. And again, let's see. And Fatburger had the unhealthiest vanilla shake. Followed by Sonic and Five Guys. But they point out, overall, McDonald's, shocker, McDonald's is the least unhealthy. Meaning of all the fast food places that they looked at, it's the quote-unquote healthiest one. And as they point out, you know, you have healthy options at most of these places. I don't know that Five Guys offers you the option of anything. Yeah.
And then, you know, like you said, by the time you're through eating at Five Guys, and let's say you do, you know, need angioplasty or something, you can't afford it because it's so expensive.
It's so expensive.
But they're all fine. They're fine. If you're going out to eat a cheeseburger, there is not a whisker's difference in the health ramifications between a good Five Guys cheeseburger and a Whataburger.
Yeah.
Did it say what the difference is?
Well, it's all based on, let's see, what is it? Yeah, they said how they did it. They compare product to, they looked at calories, sugar, saturated fat, and sodium. You're right. They're all probably, you know, within grams of, you know, of each other. Yeah. But again, if you eat, you know, take care of yourself, most of that, go eat a cheeseburger. Who cares?
But sodium is always such a scam. They can throw the sodium content of something out there and make it sound worse. Nobody cares about sodium. We just care about what's going to make you fat and what's not.
Well, that is true.
Sodium. Get out of here.
Get out with your sodium report. Come on.
Sodium is a scam. You heard it here.
I've been saying it for years and years. Sodium is a scam.
Those t-shirts available now at acetj.com.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Here we go.
Live every weekday on your radio and anytime you want, wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Quote, it made me feel like excrement. It broke me. And I'm just trying to put me back together. End quote. That is Lil Wayne, who went on Instagram Live over the weekend and talked about not getting the Super Bowl halftime show. Quote, I thought there was nothing better than that spot and that stage and that platform in my city. So it hurt. It hurt a whole lot. He also said he feels like he let his fans down by not getting the opportunity. Well, I don't know how you let your fans down when they didn't choose you. It's, you know, one of those things. But again, we pointed out the other day, nobody's ever made a big thing about it being in your particular city until 2 years ago when they did the whole West Coast hip hop thing when they were in LA.
Yeah. But I just think it's East Coast. Not giving respect to the dirty.
To the dirty South?
Mm-hmm, because it's Jay-Z picking all of them. I think there needs to be a beef going. Super Bowl hip-hop beef.
Let's go old school Super Bowl hip-hop beef.
Sure. Mm-hmm. But Lil Wayne, without question, has more songs than Kendrick Lamar does.
Sure.
Oh, and I agree. I think Lil Wayne could have, with the guests and all that he's got, could light up the Super Bowl halftime show.
I think he would have been a better choice, but it's like, it broke you. Come on, Wayne. I don't want to hear Lil Wayne say that.
And I'm trying to put myself back together. Yeah. So
you want Lil Wayne to talk about how he's broken?
No. Lady Gaga, that I understand. Yeah. That could break her, but not Lil Wayne. Wheeze, baby.
Does Kendrick Lamar, who is going to be performing, does he have a connection to Jay-Z that helps Jay-Z make money?
I don't know.
Are they in partnership together somehow?
I don't know. I don't know.
Somebody should look into that.
I'm sure. Why wouldn't they? I mean, it would make sense that he does.
Mm-hmm.
And the Emmy Awards were last night, and Jelly Roll performed and did a phenomenal version. There's a little bit of controversy. He did a phenomenal version of the song I Am Not Okay, except they played it during the in memoriam section, you know, where they all the people who've passed away in the last 12 months. And a lot of people are saying, well, what does that have to do with, you know, in memoriam? Like one lady said, quote, choosing to sing a song about depression, suicidal thoughts, and hanging on is a curious choice for the in memoriam section of the Emmys. Did I miss something with the way these folks passed? End quote.
It's Good point.
Yeah, it does seem to be a little odd. And TJ always talks about stupid studies that are done in science. I didn't know this, but there's something called the Ig Nobel Awards. You know the Nobel Awards, the Nobel Peace Prize, Nobel Prize in Physics. Well, every year MIT celebrates unusual scientific discoveries from the past 12 months. Here's an example of one of the Ig Nobel winners from this past year.
The Ig Nobel Physiology Prize is awarded to Ryo Okabe, Yuhei Yokoyama, and Takanori Takebe for discovering that many mammals are capable of breathing through their anus.
Yeah, that was the actual study that they did. And they found that a lot of mammals can breathe through their butts.
What?
There was also a study that said that found coin flips are not random. I mean, these are important things that people spend money on studying.
Yeah. I mean, those people admit, you know, they're supposed to be really smart.
There you go.
How do you test out the butt thing? I mean, who's in...
It's a whole... You'd have to read the study.
Okay.
I don't have time to tell you right now.
All right.
Riggins and out trending next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. If it's trending, it's here now.
I want something new.
This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
So NFL is dominating a lot of the conversation on the internet today. Did anybody see that clip from the Cowboys-Saints game where one of their plays from the Cowboys was, they go, Kim K, Kim K. It's a Kim Kardashian reference. I haven't seen that. Yeah. It's weird. So what when they're doing that, that's the name of a play they're about to call it, like a code name?
It's probably the name of what they're switching to. That's the audible.
Is there a relationship to the name that they pick and the play? Like, what is the what would that mean, Kim K? Like, we go around the back, like, in a big way? Like,
I don't know.
Are there connections like that?
I watched a thing one day where they talked about the way they called the play, like, stood for slots on the field, the way they have them lettered.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it was like PH. If they called, like, photo meant P stood for pass, and the H stood for a certain player was supposed to be in the H slot.
Oh, my gosh.
And then the other way, it would be, like, pillar. P was for pass, and it meant something else. So yeah. It could or it could not. It could just be, you know, Omaha. I think when Peyton Manning was yelling, Omaha, never meant anything.
Okay.
But NFL coaches do way too much when it comes to naming the plays.
Really?
It's like they could simplify that so much. I mean, they just go, oh, it's like a paragraph to,
yeah, it's crazy,
to name a play. And I think that comes from a lot of the people who design the plays and all that being nerds.
Oh, that's interesting.
And so they want to come up with some kind of a fancy code type thing. And yeah,
I remember.
They just want the play to go on and on and on, just calling it right, 234 twist with a lime and 15 paces, right G.
There was a guy one time, I don't remember who it was, a quarterback who was single. And he said that, oh, yeah, he used being the quarterback. He would tell women, you know, listen, I'll call your name during the game. And like, if her name was, you know, I don't know, Tina, he would use it as a fake audible. And he'd just say, Tina.
It's so a pretty good move.
They get super excited to hear their name during the game.
Pretty smooth. I like that.
Sorry, what else is true?
Yeah. Well, the most important story of the day, another assassination attempt on the life of the former president at Mar-a-Lago. President Trump survived. He's fine, but the man being accused has been arrested, and obviously that investigation will all take place in the coming days. So today is a national holiday. You probably haven't heard about it. I'm going to tell you coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Here we go.
Live every weekday on your radio and anytime you want, wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
So I'm in my hater era, apparently. Somebody messaged me over the weekend. They said, I went to the Sphere. It's awesome. Last week, I was being a hater on the Sphere out in Las Vegas. Everybody knows that thing.
Did you see the Sphere Saturday night UFC
fight? Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
That was pretty incredible.
Yeah. So I was being a hater because I thought it was like a planetarium. Like, you could look behind you. And And all I saw was U2 videos and the Grateful Dead, and I'm not into either of those bands at all. So I just wasn't feeling it. I thought, oh, this is kind of like a gimmick. It doesn't make sense to me. And then some guy said, oh, I've been to both of those shows. It doesn't translate over video on the internet. You really have to see it in person. And I'll take his word for it. I believe that. That's probably true. That's probably true. So I got to move on to something else I'm hating on. Tableside Caesar salad? Is that what we're doing
now?
What's
the point?
What the hell is the point of that? A table? Do I need to watch you make my salad in front of me? You're making a salad dressing. Now I got to stop the conversation that's happening that I've taken people out to watch you make a salad dressing.
Yeah, right, which is not that hard.
Which is not that hard. It's popping up everywhere. Our tableside Caesar.
Yeah, I don't need that.
Bring me the salads.
Yeah,
that's the start of the meal. Maybe if it's like tableside bananas Foster. Saw that happening as well. I kind of get that. There's flames involved. But making my salad? No, we're not doing that. I don't want it. I know I'm being a hater. I'm sure a lot of people love it.
Yeah, believe it or not, emulsifying is not that entertaining.
It's not edge of your seat kind of stuff. Yeah. Tableside guacamole, kind of understand it. It's a tradition in the Mexican restaurants. I get it. Tableside Caesar, no thank you. But today is National Guacamole Day. Or as TJ's wife, Jody, calls it, Avocado dip. And I love that she has those little names for things that already have names, and they work perfectly fine.
I love that. She has names for things that already have names.
Yeah, I mean, she just kind of adds her own Jody flair to it, which works. Avocado dip for guacamole. The other one I don't know that I can say on the regular radio is...
Oh, about the cutesy name for body parts.
Yeah.
I don't think.
And maybe not. Yeah. She comes up with names for four things that already have names. So maybe you have something like that. What is the name you've come up with for something that already has a name? And it's just stuck. And give us the backstory. At the Ace TJ Show, we'll get your answers next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
All right, so what's the unusual name you've got for something that already has a name? Today is National Guacamole Day, and TJ's wife Jody calls it avocado dip. Or am I saying that right?
Yeah, avocado dip.
Avocado dip. So happy National Avocado Dip for all those who celebrate. What's the name you've come up with for something that already has a name? At the Ace TJ Show on social media, if you've got one. And a lot of y'all got them. I mean, it's endless. Like Crecia said, my 6-year-old granddaughter calls Cocoa Puffs chocolate meatballs. I said, I'm calling them chocolate meatballs for breakfast.
Somebody said they call their bed sheets bed clothes.
Bed clothes.
Did you put the bed clothes on the bed?
I dig that.
My brother calls bagels Jewish biscuits. Does that count?
That's a good one. That's a very good one. Jewish biscuits. I don't know. We'd have to ask the Jewish people. They probably love it. Gay said, my husband calls deodorant underarm. Just underarm. Next time you're out, pick me up some underarm. Okay. Just bring, for the underarm. My oldest refused to try frozen waffles when she was little, so now we just call them toaster pancakes. That's one of those things where you got to adapt as a parent. Yeah. You're like, no, they're not waffles. They're pancakes. You like pancakes. Toaster pancakes.
I don't know if this is from the past, but Tracy says every time any gas station or convenience store is called a Rippy Mart.
Yeah. So I get that, too.
Like, that must have been the one growing up that they knew, so that's always the Rippy Mart.
Everything's the Rippy Mart. Or are you allowed to say Starvin' Marvin anymore?
I don't know.
Did you guys have Starvin' Marvin?
Yeah. We're Starvin' Marvin.
I feel like they would frown upon that. I don't know why.
Because it would have to be food insecure Marvin.
I think so. Right,
to be woke.
Marvin's fine now. He's doing fine with your help.
My family calls the Cracker Barrel the trash barrel because my Nana misheard one day when we told her what it was called. And she said, did you say it's called the trash barrel? And it's called the Cracker Barrel. Oh, okay.
Well, which doesn't have anything like the trash barrel. So
no.
Isn't she the
but
one?
We love it. Yeah.
She went to the. Where'd you take her? She thought she was in a saloon.
Oh, like a Longhorn or Lone Star Steakhouse kind of place. One of those things by the mall. He's like, well, I've never really been in a saloon, baby.
Saloon? That is crazy to me. I love that. Yeah. More next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Here we go.
Live every weekday on your radio and anytime you want, wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
So go check out a new episode of the TJ and Jody's House podcast, available today around noon. And this is a special episode of the TJ and Jody's House podcast because it's not taking place in their house.
Yeah, for the first time ever, we are on location somewhere. We're on location with the backdrop of a minor league baseball field. And it's recorded outdoors, out of doors, so it may sound like complete and total crap. If it's even eligible to be, or if it's, you know, good enough to be aired quality wise, but
you don't even know.
We'll throw it up anyway, and if people don't want to hear it, they can turn it off.
Okay, well,
so
I'm into that attitude.
Yeah, so it'll be fine.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Is this going to be the start of a tradition now, where you're taking the show on the road, or is this a one off kind of thing?
No, we want to do it all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All
right. Very good.
For never let nominal it be said, fee. Never let it be said that TJ is not a salesman.
Yeah.
We'll throw it up there. Mm. And if it doesn't sound too good, just cut it off.
Yeah, it's an experiment. It's an experiment, you know?
It looks really cool, though. Mm-hmm.
Does it look good?
Yeah.
You got to preview it?
He sent me a picture of their setup
okay.
the other night, mm-hmm. and I was like, that looks sharp.
All right. Very cool. So look forward to that today on the Ace and TJ Family app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or all major podcast platforms. I'm being a hater lately. I don't know what's gotten into me.
Oh my God,
it's
more hate.
I'm hating on the tableside Caesar salad. I don't need my salad prepared tableside. I just don't. It's not for me. I'm also on the new bandwagon of disliking Jeep drivers now. When did the Jeep become the Hummer H2? I mean, it was those people are the same now. I don't know when this happened, but I was driving around on Friday, and a woman's got the top off of her Jeep. It's a cool Jeep. And on her spare wheel on the back, it's covered in a glitter boa. Yeah. I don't even know how to describe it. Like glittery tinsel all over the spare tire.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, part of my spirit just dies. The Jeep Wrangler, an American icon, taken off the road, forging a new path. And now it's just like,
well, it's because
lame people.
Women started loving them. And
is
so,
that what it was?
Yeah.
And I didn't expect that.
You know, I made women mad a long time ago talking about this and the rubber ducks and the, you know, and the whole thing. All I said was, is that the Jeep Wrangler has now become more of a woman vehicle because of those types of things. The rubber ducks and then the boa on the spare tire and
yeah,
that sort of thing.
Just doing a lot.
So you're going to get some hate.
Well, okay.
Oh, yeah, you will now.
Well, mm-hmm. I like the truck. I just don't like the people that are driving the truck.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.